Hi, this is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Advent episode for Tuesday, December 3rd, 2019. Welcome to episode 106 of Amy Talks About Stuff. Today's Advent word of the day is time. On the work shift that I just came from, I learned that starting on Sunday, December 15th, we will no longer have time clocks at our or any other workplace at my company. Our time clocks have always been digital and not paper-based. But regardless, it will be very weird to not have one and very hard to break the habit of, quote-unquote, punching the time clock, which consists of holding a badge next to a time clock. Instead, we will be entering the time into a database through a website. I am slightly apprehensive about this, but changes like this are just the way corporate life goes. I will continue today's meditation on a somewhat happier note. The image that was chosen to go with today's Advent word over on adventword.org, ding, suggests a time of new beginnings. And that's exactly what this past Sunday was. This past Sunday was the first of the four Sundays of Advent, and therefore the first day of a new church calendar year. I always like that day because we change up our decor and our vestments, the robes or gowns that people participating in running the service wear, on that day, from green to blue and or purple. At my church here in the Omaha area, we have these really, really pretty, rich, royal blue ones that have a star, and it has a sort of comet trail in all these green and gold colors. I really love them, and I'm really excited about them coming out once a year. We also mark the time by having an Advent wreath, a set of four candles, and the first one was lit during the service this Sunday. I have a set at home. It lives in the cabinet above my stove in the kitchen. I should go get them down. I haven't yet. They're a beautiful and inspiring way to count the time that remains until Christmas Day. Speaking of things that are in my kitchen that are counting time, on my Instagram, Amy Bowen writes on Instagram, there are several pictures of the whiteboard that is currently attached to the side of my refrigerator. I have been using it to count the days until the next Star Wars movie. As of this recording, there are 16 days left. I have been relying on the automated counter at howmanydaysuntilstarwars.com, ding, to keep track of that. But I like doing it the manual way, too. When I was a teenager, I had a piece of foam board and some little number cards that I cut out of cardstock that I pinned on with safety pins to count the days that remained until Attack of the Clones. I think I may have used it for Phantom Menace 2, but I don't remember. But I definitely used it for Attack of the Clones, because I remember it being in the bedroom of the house that we moved into in December of 2001. It's way faster and easier to just use the whiteboard. I like having the physical thing to do to mark off each day until the thing that you're looking forward to, whether it's the little cards or the whiteboards or lighting a candle. There's just something appealing to me about having a ritual to keep track of the march of time. Thanks for listening to Amy Talks About Stuff. The theme song for Amy Talks About Stuff is Wandering by Lee Rosevere on the album Music for Podcasts 2. Which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.